in a desert, you may be in a wilderness, but Jesus will snatch you up. David said, he picked me up out the miry clay, placed my feet on a rock to stand. Do I have any witness? Won't he pick you up? The old preacher, my old Pastor Jones said, he'll pick you up, turn you around, say yes, place your feet on solid ground. Do I have a witness? Won't he pick you up? Won't he heal you? Won't he make a way where there seemed to be no way? Won't the Lord do it? The Lord healed me. The Lord delivered me. The Lord made a way for me when I couldn't see my way. With tears in my eye, he wiped away my tears, told me to run on. I thank the Lord for the riches of his grace. Where sin abound, grace does much more abound. Even though there may be trouble, I got favor, and I'd rather have favor than I would money, because favor can get me what money can't get me. Money can't buy me eternal life, but I got favor. Money can't heal me. It'll get me medicine to get me through the night, but money can't. Oh, come on and say amen. Medicine can't do it, but the grace, if it had not been for the grace. We used to sing a song that said, by the grace of the Lord, I've come a long way. Anybody here say, I've come a long way. I've been through the valley. I've come a long way. I've been over the mountain. I've been down in the pit. But I've come a long way by the grace. I've been through some stuff, but the Lord been with me. So now I can really say, David, I can say amen. But yea, do I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death. I don't fear evil because God is with me. I understand that the joy of the Lord, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You need to understand the riches of his grace. He never runs out. You can never go too far for what grace can't bring you back from.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
We come. This far by faith,
leaning,
God says in his word, Romans 13:7, that we as Christians must give honor to whom honor is due. In January 2014, we, the ministry staff and co-laborers in the gospel, will honor our man of God, Dr. John Montgomery.
You recognize that if you're going to deal, dwell, or be anywhere God is, you're going to be required to change your life.
In recognition of his 25th year of pastoral service, ministry, and leadership at our church, community, his city, state, and nation, Dr. Montgomery's silver anniversary will be celebrated the entire month of January. This month-long celebration will culminate on Monday, January 24th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Greater King David Baptist Church Multicultural and Educational Center, 222 Blount Road, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Dr. Montgomery has truly been a blessing to so many near and far. Join us in exhibiting grand love and support for our great and deserving leader. Your words of kindness, fellowship, and gifts of love will be appreciated. No gift is too small, and certainly no gift is too large. We pray multitudinous returns on your gift. Please send all gifts to Dr. John Montgomery, care of Reverend Daniel Smith, 911 Lodell Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Make all checks payable to Dr. John Montgomery. For additional information on exciting events for Dr. Montgomery, phone 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577.
We come from this far, this far back. Supper experience today. Glory, glory, glory. Get your Bibles and stand on your feet in honor of the word of the Lord. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you fresh now as we prepare to hear your word. Anoint us afresh, both the word and the witness. Do in us as you desire. Open our understanding. Give us clarity of thought. Allow the Holy Ghost to reveal the principles that we might practice for profit and give you praise. We ask it in Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said amen. 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 Turn your Bibles to Matthew's, the 25th chapter. We want to lift up verse 13, Matthew 25, verse 13. And it says, "Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, just be ready. Just be ready. Would you help me preach this morning by turning to your neighbor and say, neighbor, according to the word of God, I suggest you just be ready. Now give God some praise if you believe that. This watchword comes on the heels of Jesus telling a parable about 10 virgins. He says 5 of those virgins were foolish and 5 of them were wise. All 10 of them were expecting the bridegroom. But he reveals in the story that all of them were not ready to receive the bridegroom. It's one thing to expect something. It's another thing to be ready for it. Jesus makes clear in the parable that the 5 wise virgins took their lamps filled with oil and prepared themselves for the delay of the bridegroom, because in those days and times, travel was many times difficult. It was eventful, and they could not tell with exact certainty or accuracy when the bridegroom would show up. And so depending on what happened on the trip, it could very well delay his arrival. And so the wise virgins took their lamps and filled them with oil, so if he came late in the midnight hours, they would have sufficient light to follow him back to the marriage. But there were five foolish virgins. And what made them foolish was they had gone through all of the preparations. They had gone through all of the expectations. But they had not finished one simple thing to bring the execution of the marriage to pass if the bridegroom had delayed. And so they had oil, and I want you to understand that, in their lamps, but it wasn't enough. See, some of y'all got a little bit of what you need, but you don't have enough of what you need. And that's why a little bit will get you in a bad situation. That's why they used to say a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. Because some folk who think they know stuff and they only know a little stuff get messed up, because you've got to know it all in order to be capable of making informed decisions. And so these women thought, well, listen, we've gotten everything else prepared. We're ready. But what they weren't expecting was his delay. And so while they had a little oil in their lamps, when the cry came at midnight, the Bible says that they cried to the five wise virgins, give us of your oil. And look at what the wise women said. Not so. I don't think so, in modern language and day and time. No. Listen at this. What the wise women told them was, at least if you start out now, you might be able to find somebody you can buy some oil from. But this oil is not for sale. I've got just enough oil, if the journey lasts till in the early morning hours, to make it there. But if I share with you, then here is the problem. We all get messed up and nobody get married because we don't have enough oil. So they send the five foolish women to seek a merchant who will sell them oil in the midnight hours. Well, the Bible says, and when the bridegroom came, verse 10, those who were ready went with him. I think I better pause there again and say, and those who were ready went with him. I think I'll say it again. And those who were ready went with him. Listen, this is what you need to know. If you're ready, you're ready. But if you're not ready, you can't pretend to be ready. Almost ready is not ready. Ready is ready. When it's time to go, you can't say, I'm ready, let me put my shoes on. If you're ready, I wish I had a helper here. You can't say, if I'm ready, I'm ready, let me put this on, let me get that, let me do that. Now, ready is you sitting down at the table, sitting on the couch, waiting to say, let's go. So when you're ready, you're ready. Now here's the message. Those who were not ready got left. Those who were not ready got left. Those who were not ready got left. And then when they finally got some oil, begged and pleaded, knocked on the merchant's door till he finally woke up and sold them some oil. By the time they got there, the doors were locked closed. And they beat and they banged on the door asking for entrance. But the word came back, "I'm sorry, I don't know you." And they did not gain entrance into the marriage. And almost ready didn't prepare them for the marriage. And so Jesus, when he finishes this illustration, he says, "Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." There's much talk about the world ending on 12/21/12. A lot of people, worldly people, I don't believe Christians, are caught up in this kind of thinking, because you will note that this ain't the first time that the world was predicted to be ended by a certain time. Matter of fact, the last most famous one was 1999, waiting for 2000 to come. And man, some folk just lost it. They went out and got all kind of preparations and so forth. And they were talking about computer systems were going to crash and this, that, and the other. And everybody just started freaking out but the believer. Now here again, you've got this prediction. And that's all it is a prediction. It is not a statement of fact. And I'll prove that on 12/22. 12. You need to know there are a series of events and certain circumstances that must come to pass first before the world can end. And one of them is the rapture. Jesus has got to come back first and take the church up and out of this situation before this world ends. I could go on through a whole dissertation of all of the stuff that has to happen, but suffice it to say, the world, unless Jesus comes and all of these events happen from this day till the 21st, we must know that is not the truth. Here Jesus says, watch. The simple answer, listen at this. When I was praying about this, preparing this message, Spirit of the Lord told me to simply tell him, just be ready. Now here's what you need to know. If you are ready December 16th, does it matter what happens December 21st? I wish I had somebody to talk to me. If you are ready today, does it really matter what happens tomorrow? If you are prepared to go, listen, my brothers and sisters, what we must understand is we are in the world, but not of the world. God gives us his word so that we might understand. Look at this thing. I'm going to tell you three things and I'm going to sit down and let you go. First thing is, Jesus says, what you ought to do is watch. Watch. And watch is connected with details. It means to actively look, to be alert, to make sure that you are attentive. Here is again what we must understand. He says, I want you to look at time. Look. See what's going on. Listen about the events in time, not just locally, but globally. And then I want you to learn from time. And then you will discover when the things that ought to be comes, what time it really is. Now, even when you look, listen, and learn, you still don't know when the Son of Man is coming back. But what it will do is position you in a position of readiness so that whenever he gets here, we're ready to go. We're ready to go. We got our bags packed. We got all of our stuff in order. We're just waiting on Jesus. Listen, so watch is the first thing he tells us. Watch. But let's look at these five wise and five foolish virgins and learn something from them. After we watch, what we've got to also understand is it requires us to work. And work is connected with duty. Here, he makes clear that the wise women work. They got their oil, filled their lamps with oil, did what they were supposed to do in preparing, got themselves together. And so to make themselves ready, they did their responsible duty. See, in other words, they did the possible. They couldn't do nothing about the impossible. And so when you work and you fulfill your duty, you do what you are responsible for doing. See, the problem was with the foolish women was they thought, well, if we run out, we'll just ask somebody else. But the problem is, if they had done what they were supposed to do, they wouldn't have that problem of depending on somebody else's response. See, one of the worst things you can do is put yourself in a crisis and then expect somebody else to get you out. And too many people live like that. They're going to spend up all their money drinking and gambling and having a good time, and then want you to pay their light bill. I wish I had a helper here. They go and spend all that money having fun, and then when the bill collector calls or they talk about turning off or taking away, then they come crying to you, but you might only have enough to pay your own bills. And why would you take away from paying your bills, keeping your credit good, when you know this person is going to do the same thing next month? It don't change because they're in a vicious cycle. It's different if a situation arose and threw things out of sync, but this happens every month. They got too much month for money. So they have to get a payday loan before payday. And when payday comes, they got to pay the payday loan before they pay their other loans. And they pay their payday loans because they know next week they're going to need another payday loan. And from some of the others, they couldn't get another loan if their life depended on it. I wish I had a helper in the house. And listen, when you done borrowed enough and begged enough, people know you. And so when you are responsible and you do your duty, when you do your part, then there's a peace that resides on the inside. And then the last thing we ought to be ready is to wait. And that's connected with determination. Wait. See, once you've watched and you've worked, you are now ready to wait. Here's why. Because there's nothing else to do. When you are at the point of waiting, it means you're determined to go when he comes. Your heart is fixed. Your mind is made up. You've done everything that you were supposed to do. Everything is in order, and now you can wait with readiness. Readiness. You don't have to get anxious because you're determined. And because you know he's going to come, that's the reason you did everything for his coming. And now all you have to do, listen, is just sit back and relax while he makes his way to you. And listen, you can just take that time while you're waiting and think about what is to come. You see, some people can't even take that moment out and start anticipating the glory that shall be revealed. They can't even anticipate it because they're working, running, and doing all they've got to the last moment, hoping that he don't ring the bell for another minute comes. But when Jesus says, just be ready, it means you've got to watch. You have got to work, and then you have got to wait. Listen, these women who were wise waited with a sense of peace and relief in their hearts. They waited so long until they fell asleep. Fell asleep. Well, I read the text again, and I realized that the ones who weren't ready also fell asleep. The difference was when the call was made, all those who were ready had to do was get up and trim their wick to make sure that their fire burns correctly. You know, you got to trim a wick. If anybody, none of you young folk don't know nothing about none of that, but the older folk know what I'm talking about. You remember the old kerosene lamps and how you had to trim that wick, or else the fire would either bring smoke or it would not burn evenly. But when you trim that wick and even it off, the fire would just burn in a steady flickering light. And it would burn efficiently. And that's all they had to do, was light their fire. And I could say a word about lighting your fire, but that's another message. My brother, my sister, suffice me to say that no matter what the predictions of man are, God has spoken. And the question is, who will you believe? Will you believe God's word, or will you believe man's word? God is faithful, and God will honor his word, and those who believe in him and trust in him will note that God does not lie and God does not make a mistake. And if you today would simply accept Jesus in your heart, give your life to him, prepare your heart for the life that is to come. If you will say, Jesus, I want you to be Savior of my life, Lord of my life, and I want you to do it today. And I got news for you. That's all it takes to start your readiness. Because Jesus came to seek and to save that which were lost. And identifying him as your Savior saves you. And if you're saved, you're ready. And ready is what you want to be today. Not tomorrow, not next week. Listen to this. If the Lord were to come back before 12:21, would you be ready? You see, this could be a trick of the enemy. And you got your mind and your eyes fixed on that day, and the Lord comes earlier. So I wouldn't let a day between now and then and or forever catch me unprepared.